What is going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast with your host, Alex Duenas. And we are coming to you live from Miami, Florida, sunny Isles. It's currently 6:51, and we are on the beach. And I'm telling you, this sunrise is unbelievable. And I want to talk today about, like, just going after what you admire in life, and truly that you won't know what there is until you go and experience it. What do I mean by that? So I got to Miami yesterday. I got to Miami yesterday to come visit my mother and my grandma and a friend of mine, Remy, and this other friend, Bianca. And so I got in yesterday, spent time with my mom and my grandma, stayed at the apartment over here at Sunny Isles, and we're not too far from the beach, but it was kind of cloudy, so we didn't go to the beach. Just chilled there, got another workout in there, and then I went and hung out with Bianca at Starbucks over here. I walked. So first of all, when I walked from the apartment to Starbucks, it took a 10-minute walk. If you live in a city, you understand this. If you don't live in a city, you won't understand this, and I'm going to explain it to you as best as I can. When you're in a city, you're very small. Massive buildings. Miami has massive buildings. And I'm just in awe. I'm like, man, this is crazy. As I was walking, I heard people talking different languages. And to me, that's amazing, because it's like, man, like, there's people from all over the world who come and live here. And they just live here. They literally come from their country and they live here. They speak a different language. And I love that, because I'm like, man, like, what experiences do you know? Like, what can I learn from you? How can you see what I'm saying? Like, and this comes from being somebody who's always looking to learn, always looking to grow. That's the most beautiful thing about being someone who's into personal development. When you're into personal development, you're all about growing. You're all about improving. You're all about how can you improve the quality of your life? And the only way to improve the quality of your life is by becoming a better person, better, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of it. You have to. And once you get a taste of that, you'll understand that it's a beautiful thing. It also comes with pain, but you know this from my podcast. But anyways, as I'm walking, there's something else that's kind of coming over me as I'm walking. I'm filled with confidence. I'm filled with pride. I'm fucking Alexander Duenas. Like, I'm filled with this energy of, like, whatever happens, I can handle it because I trust myself, because I'm confident, because I believe in myself. And I'm walking, and anything, like, it's just, there's a level of confidence that I have walking the street, going somewhere I haven't been, you know? And I've been here before, but, like, once, that's it. And so I'm not afraid of meeting people or things like that, because I have confidence in who I am, and I'm proud of who I am. Because ultimately, people meet your energy before they meet you. And so if you're not really proud of who you are, you have shame, you have guilt, that's what they're going to meet. They're going to meet that kind of energy that you carry. You carry that energy when you don't keep it 100 with yourself, and when you do shit that's shady or things that you're not really proud of, you have more shame, you have more guilt than pride and enlightenment and love for yourself. That's what you're going to carry. And so as I'm over here, I'm really, like, thinking to myself, man, I need to move here. Like, I love Gainesville. It's been phenomenal, but there's a time and place for everything. And right now, I'm at a point in my life where it was tough. It was a tough decision to come out here. You know, I made this last minute. And when I mean last minute, I hope you understand, like, last minute. I'm a very last minute person when it comes to, like, making things happen, like trips, just because I'm... For the first time, I'll actually say it. Sometimes I overthink things when it comes to a trip. I'm like this because it's out of my routine. It's out of the norm for me, you know? Even though I'm, like, always preaching, get uncomfortable. It's, like, out of the norm to see how everything's going to work. But last minute Thursday, I said, fuck it. I'm renting a car. I'm going down south. I don't care. And I just made it happen that exact same day in a matter of hours. And so, being out here, I'm just thankful that I came. I pull the trigger. If there's anything I can tell you right now, it's pull the trigger on anything that you're wanting to do. Just pull the trigger. You know, I visited my father in West Palm Beach yesterday. Yeah, I got there Thursday afternoon. I got to my dad's house in West Palm Beach and visiting him. And as we sat there and we talked, you know, one thing that I really noticed, he's looking back at his life. and saying, like, talking about what he could have done or things he did do, not in a negative way. Just like, hey, I could have done this, or I did do this, though, with this, all of it. And my dad's 66. He'll be 67 in December. And it made me really realize that when you're that age, you're just looking back at the things you did, the things you could have done. That's it. And yes, you can look forward to the future, like, I still want to do this, but at 66, 67, like, you're towards the last chapters of your life, you know? And I say that with, like, you know, gratitude, you know, for my father and things like that, but you see what I'm saying? And so I'm 28, I'll be 29 next month. I'm finishing off my 20s. And as I'm over here in Miami, and I'm like, man, this is beautiful. This is amazing. And I'm like, I want to move here, and I'm going to move here. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, cool. Like, who do you have to become? Who do you have to become in order to live out here, live a certain lifestyle? I have Leon. I have my dog. So I really have to consider him. And that's fine, though. And that's fine. And it's not about, like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. It's more like, how can I do it? Who do I have to become to be able to do it? And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't going to make this trip. The chips weren't falling where they needed to fall in order for me to make this trip happen. I didn't really want to rent a car. And I'm always being real with you guys. You know, I didn't really want to rent a car. My car needs, like, 2 new tires. The axle's kind of fucked up on it. You know, my car has been moving for a minute, you know. And I know I need a new car, but, you know, I'm holding off as much as I can. But I said, you know what, dude, fuck it, whatever, dude, just rent a car. Just rent it, and let's do it. And I just pulled the trigger, and it all pays off. Because when you take, I don't want to say risk, but you're like, you know what, let's do it, let's go, just pull it. You allow God to help you out, because you're acting out of faith, not by sight. You're walking by faith, not by sight. You're walking in alignment of, like, I believe everything's going to work out, and I believe in you, God. And God's like, thank you for believing in me. Now I'm going to make sure everything goes the way it should go. It's not going to go your way all the time, but how it should go. You know, life happens for us, not to us. And so, I don't want to say take that trip, because, like, it's been 4 months since I've left Gainesville. 4 months since I've gone anywhere, pretty much. Last time, it was back in June when I went to a festival. And, yes, for me to break my normal routine and things like that. I still got up at 3 a.m. though today. Still got up at 3 a.m. yesterday, you know. Still did my workout. Still did my posting. All of it. Non-negotiables, baby. Still did my prayers. Still did my journaling. Non-negotiables. That's the most beautiful thing about having a system, is that you don't negotiate with those things no matter where you go. And that allows you to stay grounded. Allows you to keep moving forward and making progress. I wake up for growth every single day. And that's what if you want to have clarity in life, you must have a process like that, where you wake up for growth, not for anything else in that moment. So I'm not sure if you can hear the waves, but the sun is coming up. Very grateful for this opportunity. Very grateful. And pictures and videos don't do it justice, and all I can say to you is, like, go and just try it out. Get a taste of it. That's the best thing you can do. Get a taste of whatever you have a feeling you want. Oh, that's a great way to put it, because this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm here. I'm leaving Monday morning. Today's Saturday now, so I have, like, 2 more days here, and I'm getting a taste of this. I'm like, man, and it encourages you. It, like, excites you. Like, one of the most beautiful things in life is excitement, man. It's excitement for your life. It's excitement to what's to come. And again, if you create this person that's resilient, consistent, disciplined, dedicated, and follows God, like, you will be able to handle what comes your way. Even if it feels a gazillion times heavier than what you expected, you can still handle it. And if it's not pushing you, it's never testing you. If it's not testing you, it's not going to make you grow. So, I love you, fam. I really appreciate you. I want nothing but the best for you. And realize that it's not the end of the world. It's not that scary. Just do it. You know, I'm not trying to quote Nike here. But, motherfucker, I believe in you. And again, if you're still scared, that's okay. But if you want to have more courage, then you have to keep your word. You have to do things that are going to build courage within yourself, trust within yourself. Because if you don't build confidence within yourself, it's going to be very, very difficult to take action. Because without confidence, you have no belief within yourself. And confidence is having the ability to handle any situation that comes your way, no matter what it is. Remember that. Because that's exactly how I feel being out here in Miami and just walking. I'm like, I'm confident enough to handle any situation that comes my way because of the person I've become. I'm disciplined. I'm in shape. I'm smart. I'm resilient no matter what. You know, I have faith in God. You have all these tools in your toolbox. Like if you're in great shape, you're strong. That's confidence. If you know how to fight, more confidence. If you wake up early, you eat your meals, like you stay consistent with that. You build discipline, meaning you're willing to do the things that you need to do over the things that you really want to do, you know? And coming out here, I know there's a lot of alcohol, there's a lot of drugs, and like, but you know, I have that discipline. I have that discipline to stay consistent with my principles and my morals and my values and my beliefs. So put some work in, stay consistent, don't fall off. Every time you fall off, you take a step back. You want to build that confidence. So anywhere you go, you will thrive. Doesn't mean you won't struggle, but you'll find a way to thrive. Much love, fam. Thank you.